Tim Dimoff, President and CEO at Sachs Consulting Investigative Services, our go-to guy, talking about crime and incidents. Let's go a little more in-depth on this Chauvin trial in Minneapolis. You've, in your work in around the country, testified in some cases. Nothing, of course, maybe to this level in the public attention in the video, and we've seen a lot of the emotion play out here in the first couple of days, Tim.
Yeah, you have, Bill, and let me just say that I have talked to numerous law enforcement officers, and you know, many officers are not happy with what Chauvin did, how long he pressed his knee on George Floyd's neck, did not approve of it. In fact, many departments, you know, are banning chokeholds and knee restraints, like you saw on the George Floyd case. Officers are not happy with the image that it displays. And really, the question comes down to, was it necessary? George Floyd resisted when they stopped him from getting out of his car. He resisted when he got out of his car, fell to the ground on purpose, resisted there, took illegal drugs, fentanyl. But in the end, they have to prove factually that Chauvin putting his knee on George's neck for 9 minutes caused the death. And you got George Floyd, who took an illegal fentanyl drug while he was being arrested. He has high blood pressure, he has heart disease, and et cetera. It's going to come out probably and very strongly that he died as a result of his physical ailments and situations. And, you know, once again, the jury's going to have to overcome the suggestion that he was just trying to do his job well. Was he doing it too well, too long? And I think that's where it comes down to. And I don't expect him to be convicted of murder, but I'm sure manslaughter or in some other felonious assaults and excessive force things are going to be a stronger type of conclusion for this jury.
Yeah, the defense, of course, has yet to put on their part of it. We're just looking at prosecution testimony and video and a lot of emotion, you're right, of the scene over and over and over again. So it does seem, though, from some of the questioning that the defense team has done so far, they do mention training. You touched on that some. But also the health of Floyd at the time. And can the jury, can they convince the jury that was the reason for the death?
Yeah, and when they bring their medical team on and the medical team starts pointing towards the fact that the fentanyl that George Floyd took right when he was being arrested and his other health conditions with his heart disease and everything else, the defense is going to lean heavily that maybe Chauvin isn't perfect and maybe did some wrong, but he didn't kill George Floyd. He didn't murder George Floyd. And they're going to keep beating that drum. But once again, they can, you know, the jury's going to look at convicting him, I believe, of something because he just sat on the neck of George Floyd way too long. It don't look good.
Yep.
It contributed to the problem.
That you cannot defend. All right, Tim Dimoff, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services. Thanks for the analysis. We'll stay in touch as this trial continues. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Bill.